Let's talk a little bit about the patients that you brought in here today, beginning with this 67-year-old man. Can you talk a little bit about him?
So we had a 67-year-old male, pretty healthy, had a bit of hypertension, and his renal function was not normal. He was diagnosed in 2014, at that time asymptomatic, early stage CLL, and the usual watch and wait strategy was applied. Actually, at that point, and rightly so, also no genetic workup was performed because there was no treatment decision to be made. So according to the guidelines, you also need not necessarily do genetic testing in this patient. However, in March 2016, so less than 2 years after initial diagnosis, he developed progressive disease with symptoms, fevers, he had anemia and thrombocytopenia, and at that time genetic testing was performed, and he had unmutated IGHV genes, and more importantly so, deletion 17P.
Just to clarify, if you knew that he was del17P deleted at initial diagnosis when he was asymptomatic, would you still have watched and wait?
Yes, so that's an important point. So even if at diagnosis in an asymptomatic early stage situation you find a 17P deletion, this is not an indication for treatment. We should always wait until the criteria for treatment indication are met, and these are the so-called active disease criteria put forward by the IWCLL. These are things like anemia or thrombocytopenia or symptomatic disease due to night sweats, complaints of the patient, or large adenopathy. So this developed clearly in this patient, and at that time genetic testing was done, 17P deletion was found, and the patient was started on frontline ibrutinib. He had rapid resolution of disease-related symptoms and improvement of his counts. The only adverse event he had was mild diarrhea, and as a side note, many of the elderly patients actually find that not even a side effect, but find it quite pleasant that their stools become a bit more soft and actually they don't have a problem at the bathroom anymore. So this also resolved after a couple of weeks. And this patient now, almost 3 years after treatment start, or a little over 3 years after treatment start, is in response, enjoys a very nice life, free of complaints. And to me, this clearly shows how beneficial treatment with ibrutinib is, in particular for such high-risk patients who clearly would not have had such a good outlook with chemotherapy in the old days.